In today's episode, I'm going to show you 10 books to boost your productivity. Check out my bookshelf playlist for more book suggestions just like these. Prospective plans with new videos and podcasts weekly. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/prospective plans for exclusive videos and more. Visit prospectiveplans.com for all of your planner and stationery needs. Only at Prospective Plans, helping you plan for what's to come. Hello everyone, I'm Christina B. Rising and welcome to the Prospective Plan Show, where I help you boost your productivity and stay organized so that you can easily handle whatever life throws at you. I upload new videos and podcasts every single week, so be sure to subscribe so that you won't miss anything. Shop for workbooks, printables, and stickers at prospectiveplans.com. And last but not least, this episode would not be possible without the support of our Prospective Plans patrons and channel members. Thank you. Now let's get into this episode. Book 1, Creating Space to Thrive. Get Unstuck, Reboot Your Creativity, and Change Your Life by Courtney Kinney. Having a sense of being trapped is difficult, like you're experiencing Groundhog Day all over again. However, things don't have to be this way. Developing creative behaviors improves your mood. With the help of this technique, you may devote more time to your interests, pastimes, and profound creative work. Award-nominated author Courtney Kinney started her book launch consultancy business in 2016 after working as a project manager in the corporate world. She offers her techniques in this book after coaching a large number of writers and business owners to increase their success. You'll discover coping mechanisms for feeling trapped, how to get rid of clutter, techniques for overcoming digital overload, how to handle negative people, and a framework for inspiring innovative endeavors. Case studies of three people who made room in their life to follow their passions and launch their own businesses. A novelist, a fashion consultant, and a sports entrepreneur. You'll like this practical, exciting roadmap for creative change. Organize your life, lessen mental tension, and take care of yourself by making space. Time is not refundable. Use it with intention. Unknown. Book 2, Show Your Work, 10 Ways to Share Your Creativity and Get Discovered by Austin Kleon. In this book, Austin Kleon demonstrates to readers how to unleash their creativity by stealing from the network of other influential people in his New York Times bestseller, Steal Like an Artist. He now demonstrates how to take the crucial next step in a creative journey, getting noticed in an even more forward-thinking and essential book. Show Your Work explains why kindness triumphs over brilliance. It's about becoming discoverable and utilizing the network rather than idly networking away time. Allowing people to participate in your path of self-discovery, then allow them to steal from you. 10 revolutionary guidelines for being honest, kind, courageous, and productive are presented in Show Your Work, which is filled with examples, quotations, anecdotes, and images to help you out. In chapters like You Don't Have to Be a Genius, Share Something Small Every Day, and Stick Around, Kleon pins a user's guide for embracing the ecology of genius, which he refers to as the social aspect of creation. It's an inspiring manifesto for succeeding as any kind of artist or entrepreneur in the digital age, covering everything from general life lessons about work. You can't find your voice if you don't use it, to the etiquette of sharing and the risk of oversharing, to the practicalities of internet life, build a good domain name, give credit when credit is due. You don't get paid for the hour, you get paid for the value you bring to the hour, Jim Rohn. Book 3, Things Black People Aren't Taught by Raymond K. Bozeman. As Steve Harvey said, I want you to understand how to fail and win, nonetheless, because failure will come. This book is only a basic description of tools, information, and success strategies. Because Black people were encouraged to go to school, obtain a decent degree, get nice jobs, and deposit their money into the bank, I never learned how exactly to invest. That advice won't help you to retire properly, despite how nice it may sound out loud. Don't confuse activity with productivity. Many people are simply busy being busy. Robin Sharma. If you have tried bullet journaling, time blocking, or just plain old to-do lists but haven't found the right solution to manage your time, then it's time to try out the Hourly Planner Bundle. This is the ultimate planner with everything you need to manage your schedule and get things done today. Featuring 300 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, 100 plus event and holiday labels, and over 2,000 plus planner stickers in 14 unique colors. All this and more can be found in our Hourly Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at prospectiveplans.com, helping you plan for what's to come. Book 4, How Highly Effective People Speak, How High Performers Use Psychology to Influence with Ease. Speak for Success by Peter Andre. Why do we believe what we believe? Do you believe what you believe to be true? Believe what we say you do. Adore what we adore. Follow our lead. Why do people like us or dislike us? Do you regard us with respect? Do you want to hear us or not? Do you want to help or ignore us? Do you like us or not? Laud or defame us? Do you have faith in us? Not only that, why do others follow our example or obstruct us? Give us chances or send them somewhere else. Support our efforts to succeed and acknowledge our message or disregard it in us. A solution is offered by decades of cutting edge, but unheard of scientific study, because little known obscure psychological principles affect every aspect of who we are. To ignore them is to go against the current. You cannot earn friends, influence people, or alter their beliefs. You cannot command the respect or complete attention you merit. Until communication causes you anxiety, you harm your professional reputation, stall your career, and erode your confidence. You are not worthy of this. Also, I recall thinking, why don't people ever agree with my arguments? Why am I getting swept up in the sea of sorry maybe later, also known as never? Why have my successes stopped? Fortunately, when I responded to one question, everything changed. What behaviors in communication do persons who are extremely effective have? It all boils down to one simple secret. Highly productive individuals express how the human mind has developed to perceive information. It all boils down to one simple secret. Highly productive individuals express how the human mind has developed to perceive information. The outcome? They quickly conceive and exert influence, transforming communication from a barrier into a chance. They rise in their jobs at an astonishing rate, accomplish more, and get more done. As they advance to leadership roles, they have an influence and inspire others. They change the world with easy and rapid success. They get assistance, exude confidence, and achieve success after success. They who? Leaders and visionaries, presidents and chief executive officers, high achievers in reputable professions. If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. Book 5, Ask Powerful Questions, Create Conversations That Matter, by Will Wise and Chad Littlefield. What could occur if meaningful talks took the place of small talk? Will Wise and Chad Littlefield discuss how the questions we often ask are frequently worthless when it comes to forging a connection in their best-selling book. Will and Chad introduce a series of practice tools for understanding people by altering the questions we ask, and they demonstrate how to turn "How are you? I'm well, thanks," into discussions that alter not just how you lead, but who you are as a person. Teachers, business people, life coaches, and anybody in a leadership position will be able to identify with Will's own accomplishments and disappointments. He explains how to ask questions in a way that builds rapport, psychological security, efficiency, and even effect. Will's personal anecdotes and experiences are enhanced by Chad's interesting facts by neurology underlying the art of asking. The science of asking and the art of asking combine forces to offer a straightforward and effective framework for leaders to establish a culture of connection. Will and Chad break it down into 6 easy stages in their book so we can all comprehend it. The Pyramid of Asking Powerful Questions teaches you how to construct questions on intentions, rapport, openness, listening, empathy. Everywhere from the boardroom to the city park, the dinner table to the grocery store, powerful questions may be employed. This book is for you if you wish to engage with staff members at a team building retreat, develop your leadership abilities as a new boss, or enhance the workplace culture. This book is for you whether you wish to practice presence-based listening with your children or manage challenging discussions with your partner or a friend. This book is for you if you wish to improve as an instructor and lead a discussion starter with colleagues. The book Ask Powerful Questions takes the reader on a journey that examines the reader's aim, rapport building, opening up communication, contemplative listening, and empathy. How can we examine the distance between us and others and share insightful viewpoints? Simply and forcefully ask. There is never enough time to do it right, but there is always enough time to do it over. John W. Bergman. Book 6, Finish What You Start, The Art of Following Through, Taking Action, Executing, and Self-Discipline. Live a Disciplined Life by Peter Hollins. Techniques you can use now to strengthen your willpower, stop procrastinating, laser focus your attention, and do everything you set your mind to. More important than you may know are the abilities of persistence and finishing what you start. They are a group of characteristics that provide you the freedom to design the life you desire without having to wait or make concessions. An unchanging status quo is the alternative. Is your life a collection of unfilled plans and tasks? Now is over. An original exploration of the psychology and science of achievement, productivity, and finishing what you start. It looks carefully at why we sometimes get stopped and offers comprehensive step-by-step answers you can use right away. Even seasoned productivity experts will be able to pick up some new tricks because every stage of finishing and following through is covered. Above all, this is a better manual for understanding your brain and intuition for the best outcomes. Utilize incredible productivity and mental fortitude. Peter Hollins is a best-selling author who has spent more than a dozen years researching psychology and peak human performance. He has helped dozens of people find their potential and the route to success. His writing incorporates his background in academia, coaching, and research. Refuse to give in to temptations, demotivation, or justifications. You don't need a new plan for next year. You need a commitment, Seth Godin. Tip 7, 80-20 your life. Get more done with less effort, time, and action, mental and emotional abundance by Nick Trenton. Find out what's really important and get rid of everything else. It's too simple to become mired in the minute particulars we believe to be important. Similar to being ensnared in the trees and unable to view the forest. Your personal performance will soar in all areas of your life when you can utilize the 80-20 rule. With little action and effort, you may get more out of the desired outcomes. This book will show you how to critically evaluate every facet of your life to identify the behaviors and perspectives necessary to achieve the success you desire, as well as how to ruthlessly toss out everything else. You will learn a system for streamlining all aspects of your waking life, including your health, relationships, money, and career. Discover how little is often more. Nick Trenton is a true farm kid who grew up in a little town in Illinois. He eventually left the farm and earned a BS in economics before going on to earn an MA in behavioral psychology. Discover the fulfilling lifestyle you've always desired by overcoming overwhelm and dissatisfaction, a method for sorting through your personal priorities. There is a three-step process for using the 80-20 rule everywhere. Why happiness in life is based on the 80-20 rule. What to do with the other 20 aren't important. How to totally change your perspective to be more effective. Spend less time working and more time doing what you like. Get ready to 80-20 your life. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Peter Drucker. Book 8, The Effective Executive. The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done. By Peter F. Drucker. What characterizes a successful executive? Peter F. Drucker reminds us that the capacity to get the proper things done is what defines an executive. This typically entails accomplishing things that others have missed, as well as avoiding things that are counterproductive. In an executive position, knowledge, creativity, and intelligence may all be lost in the absence of the mental habits that shape them into outcomes. According to Drucker, there are 5 habits that may and must be learned in order for a firm to be effective. Controlling time, selecting what to offer the organization, knowing when and where to use strength for maximum impact, choosing wise priorities, putting them all together, and making wise decisions. Peter Drucker explores the history of business and government, showcasing the special ability of the executive and providing new perspectives on problems in business that have long seemed clear. Where your attention goes, your time goes. Idowu Koyinkin. Book 9, Work the System, The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less by Sam Carpenter. Work the System. This book helps the reader change their basic worldview, shifting from an inaccurate version of barely controlled chaos to an accurate perception of life as an orderly collection of individual linear systems, each of which can be improved and perfected one at a time. Carpenter's system improvement technique is used to walk the reader through the process of receiving this new version and then through the mechanics of putting it into practice. The process is straightforward, credible, and mechanical. Not mystical or theoretical for startups or global corporations, Carpenter created the systems mentality protocol at the company he still runs today after buying it in 1984. He reduced his work week with the firm from 80 to 100 hours to only 2, while also greatly increasing his revenue. He serves as the CEO of a global business consulting firm, many additional spin-off companies, a global nonprofit, and all of these entities function with a systems approach. He refers to his strategy as a working man's philosophy and has a wide experience in engineering, construction, business management, publishing, telecommunications, and of course, media. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. David Allen. Book 10, The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande. The author demonstrates in his most recent bestseller what the straightforward concept of the checklist reveals about the complexity of our lives and how we may cope with it. The world of today has provided us with incredible knowledge. However, preventable mistakes still afflict us in practically every area of organized activity, including the legal system, the financial sector, government, and healthcare. The explanation is straightforward. We are no longer capable of imparting information to others consistently, appropriately, and securely due to the volume of complexity of knowledge that exists today. We put more effort into our training, increase our specialization, and employ ever-improving technology, but we still fall short. Tools, the checklist, Atoll Gwande offers a strong case of how we may improve. In Captivating Anecdotes, he explains what checklists can and cannot achieve, as well as how they may significantly enhance a wide range of industries and professions, including medical, disaster recovery, and all types of organizations. And the new information is helping. The World Health Organization developed a straightforward surgical checklist that was hailed as the largest clinical invention in 30 years and has already been implemented as a standard for treatment in more than 20 nations. Working on the right thing is probably more important than working hard. Katarina Fake. And our bonus book, if you made it this far into the episode, is Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Despite our adamant and culturally backed denial of this fact, the author comes to an idea that many of us may instinctively understand. That is how we interpret the events that happen to us and perhaps our pleasure rather than the events themselves. It is enlightening to see how the author combines study on consciousness, personal psychology, and spirituality. The best-selling classic that can be the secret to achieving real happiness, creativity, and peak performance. According to renowned psychologists, the author's research on optimal experience, a flow state of consciousness, is what truly defines a pleasurable encounter. People frequently feel intense happiness, inventiveness, and entire participation with life during flow. The author, known as the premier researcher on flow states by Newsweek, explores how this happy state may be managed rather than being left to chance in this updated version of his groundbreaking classic work. According to Flow, the psychology of optimal experience, we may find true pleasure, realize our potential, and significantly enhance the quality of our lives by organizing the information that enters our awareness. There is no substitute for hard work. Thomas Edison. Create a budget that works for you and track your debt, monthly bills, savings, expenses, cash envelopes, sinking funds, savings challenges, and more. This budget planner is perfect to take control of your finances even if you are a beginner and just started your financial journey. Featuring 200 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, over 1,500 planner stickers in 14 unique colors, and 50 plus quote layering stickers that allow you to customize the background to match your planner style. All this and more can be found in the Budget Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at PerspectivePlans.com. Share this awesome episode with someone you know who needs it to help them plan for what's to come. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I hate for you to miss the next episode. Now let's get into our recap. So let's do a quick recap just in case you missed a book on our list. Book 1, Creating Space to Thrive by Courtney Kinney. Book 2, Show Your Work by Austin Kleon. Book 3, Things Black People Aren't Taught by Raymond K. Bozeman. Book 4, How Highly Effective People Speak by Peter Andre. Book 5, Ask Powerful Questions by Will Wise and Chad Littlefield. Book 6, Finish What You Start by Peter Hollins. Book 7, 80-20 Your Life by Nick Trenton. Book 8, The Effective Executive by Peter F. Drucker. Book 9, Work the System by Sam Carpenter. Book 10, The Checklist Manifesto by Atoll Gwande. And our bonus book, Flow, by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Think of many things, do one, Portuguese proverb. I just want to take a moment to thank our patrons and channel members. This episode would not be possible without your support. Thank you. And if you would like to support the show, visit patreon.com/perspectiveplans today. Thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. I truly appreciate it. Let me know down below in the comments or your podcast review what tip you'll be using. Keep planning for what's to come, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.